Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Syn Futures has launched Synthia, an AI trading agent on Coinbase's Base network, promising to revolutionize derivatives trading with natural language commands. Meanwhile, S&P Global Ratings reports that stablecoin adoption in the US is stymied by regulatory gaps, but potential legislation might soon change the landscape. Pi Network's token made a splash with a $200 billion valuation, despite liquidity woes, echoing the frenzy of past viral tokens. In legal news, Nigeria is suing Binance for over $80 billion, alleging economic losses and tax evasion, while BitGo and Copper have teamed up to offer secure off-exchange settlements for Deribit. In acquisition news, Kraken is reportedly still in talks to acquire Deribit, with Coinbase also expressing interest. Meanwhile, the Libra meme coin debacle has left investors with substantial losses, spotlighting insider trading issues. Layer Zero's integration with Bitcoin's rootstock sidechain aims to bridge Bitcoin with the broader blockchain ecosystem, enabling DeFi services. Mantra's new program in partnership with Google Cloud will help startups tokenize real-world assets, potentially touching 10% of global GDP by 2027. Metaplanet has expanded its Bitcoin holdings, now owning 2,100 BTC. In other news, SecondSwap launched on Ethereum, aiming for Solana expansion to unlock significant liquidity. CoinDesk Indices unveiled new indices catering to the growing institutional demand for crypto investments. Nick Carter declared the meme coin craze over, predicting a shift towards sustainable token launches. CryptoQuant analysts warn of Bitcoin's potential dip to $86,000 amid declining demand. Story Protocol has launched a blockchain for intellectual property with the $IP token for governance, while Ethereum developers release the Open Intents framework for cross-chain transactions. Monad has partnered with Orderly Network to boost DeFi activities, anticipating a resurgence reminiscent of a summer blockbuster. eToro secured a MiCA license, expanding its crypto services across the European Economic Area. Finally, Fold Holdings debuted on NASDAQ, experiencing volatility typical of Wall Street, as FLD shares initially surged, then settled. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.